Okay, podcast number 5, coming to you from the boys' room with Dr. Jim. Our sponsor today, again, is pagogi.com. If you're interested in Japanese food, visit the site, pagogi.com, P-O-G-O-G-I.com. Today, we are smoking cigars, pipes. We got a couple of different wines that we've already indulged in, and the Aravana aerator has finally come in. We've done an unboxing. We'll have some pictures and a small video up on the website hopefully shortly. So let's get into it. Dr. Jim, what are you smoking?
Today I'm smoking a Monte Cristo Toro.
And you seem to be enjoying it.
It is a very good cigar. I gave it about 96 points.
So can you describe it a little bit?
It's a dark wrapper with very fine crystalline ash as you burn it. Very fine smoke. One of the best smokes I've had.
That you've ever had?
Not that I've ever had, but recently.
Interesting. And I'm still smoking a pipe. Last podcast I was smoking a pipe. I'm smoking a pipe tobacco from the local cigar shop. And the only name that it's been given is 925, so I'm not really quite sure what it's made up of. It's a little bit of a harsher pipe tobacco, but very good.
We're slowly trying to talk him into more pipes, as we've just got him a pipe holder and tobacco holder, which holds at least 6 pipes. So he only has 1 pipe so far. So,
and Dr. Jim has in his collection, we were just talking about this before the podcast, somewhere around 150 pipes?
Yep, that's about true. A lot of them Petersons.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the collection looks like?
The collection basically was from a friend whose dad was a pipe tobacco smoker for many years, and basically didn't want to have them around anymore. So there's pipes, pipe holders, pipe. One of the pipe holders holds approximately 20 pipes across and 3 layers.
3 layers of 20 pipes.
Yep.
That must be a big pipe holder.
It's a big pipe holder. I don't have that. I've never had all it filled at one time. A lot of the pipes, though, had to be cleaned and fixed and repolished and worked as they've been used, all been used.
And you're currently on the hunt for a missing pipe case of yours that contains a pipe and there's some other smoking paraphernalia in there.
Yeah, I'm obsessive compulsive.
And you can't find it.
I can't find it, so it's bothered the heck out of me. It has a nice Peterson square straight pipe. And several versions of pipe tobacco, including Dr. Jim's blend.
Right, I forgot about that. The local tobacconist has Dr. Jim's very own blend of pipe tobacco.
Yeah, it was a blend of Balkan and Regimental, or Pimlico and another pipe tobacco that we blended up quite a few years ago that I really, really liked. And darn, I can't find it.
And how's your pipe smoking tonight?
The pipe is good. I'm quite enjoying the pipe smoking experience. I've had this pipe since maybe 2002, I want to say, somewhere around there. And I've never really broken it out very often. But with the winter months coming, it's harder to smoke a cigar when it's so cold. And it takes a lot longer, so I thought I'd get the pipe back out. And I'm actually really enjoying the pipe. I think I'm going to be smoking the pipe a lot more. So we have a couple of wines that we've already got into this evening. So the first wine that we have, I guess there's a little bit of a story behind it. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, it's a Don Melcher, a Conch El Toro Don Melcher Cabernet Sauvignon from 2002. Don Melcher was one of the top, has always been in the top 10 wines for quite a while in Wine Spectator. It's not a wine that's supposed to be aged quite as long as some of the cabs. When we originally bought it, there was some problems with corkage. And we had some problems. We had some wines that were
leaking and having problems. They had to all be recorked. But the others, the ones that we've recorked and had, have survived quite well.
You bought a case.
Mm-hmm.
And another acquaintance of ours, he also bought a case. And he, his bottles also got, the corks were starting to fail.
Yeah, and they lost all his bottles quite early. We recorked ours after we heard that. And ours have stayed quite well since then. It's mellowed very, very well, and it's a really good cab at the present time.
Yeah, it's interesting because when I first tried it, I remember that that bottle, and that was, how long ago would that have been? Close to 10 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
And I remember it tasting very different then than it does now.
Yeah, as wines age, they mellow. They lose some of their harsh edges, and they become smoother, less tannic. The tannic part of it leaves completely, and they just have a very smooth, light taste to them. And a lot of them become very similar over time, especially the heavier wines mellow out.
Yeah, and that kind of brings us into, I guess, the second wine, which isn't anything particularly fancy, but it's a fun wine. It is called, what is it called here? The Show.
The Show.
It is a 2013 Cab Sav.
From California.
And the alcohol content in it is, what is it there?
13.9%.
And the reason why you brought this one out, Dr. Jim, is because?
It's a young wine, and we wanted to try the Arvana aerator on it.
Right, so as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, we finally received it. It is a very cool product. It runs on, what is it, 6 AAA batteries. Mm-hmm. It's actually a very compact package, and it sits on top of the wine bottle, and there's a little spout that electronically dispenses and aerates the wine. What are your thoughts on it so far?
So far, it's been pretty good. It actually works very well. It was took a little bit of time to figure out how to put the batteries in it. Once you figure out how to get the top off,
I'm sure it would have taken you a lot less time if you read the instructions.
Yeah, that's true. If all else fails, read the instructions.
Well, like I say, it's always better to read the instructions than the warranty.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yeah, you want to be sending it back. Once we got the batteries in and. Got the tube in, it sits into the bottle quite nicely and actually works very well at aerating the wine.
So I know we're going to have a little bit of a video clip coming up on the Arvana aeration device here. Can you give the listeners an audio of what we observed?
Basically, aeration adds, with a young wine, takes some of the harshness out of it, smooths out, refines the wine to some degree. With this one, it's actually quite smooth, and it doesn't take wine from the bottom of the bottle, so it doesn't tend to get any sediment if you've got a wine that has a lot of sediment in it. This wine doesn't tend to have that much sediment, so that's not as much of the case, but it really changes both the taste and the mouth feel of the wine,
mm-hmm.
plus some of the aromas. The aromas on the wine that's not aerated tends to be harsher. They mellow out once they're aerated, and the taste tends to mellow, and you don't get that harshness.
So the fact that this device doesn't collect any of the sediment probably has to do with the fact that these, I don't know exactly what this piece of the device is called, but let's just say the straw part,
tube.
That's inserted into the bottle, it doesn't reach right to the bottom of the bottle.
We'll have to check and redesign. Maybe it's also some filtration mm-hmm. piece in it also that prevents that.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be one of the first one that aerates at a regular speed, does it electronically, and stops sediment from coming through.
Because it appears there's a button on the very top of the device. And it looks like there's a little tap that comes out of it. It looks like it really looks like there's a tap on the top of your wine bottle. So you press the top of the device, there's a button, and then there's a light. When you hit the button, it lights up. And then almost instantaneously, the wine starts to dispense. Dr. Jim is just starting it up here. So that was the Arvana in use. It wasn't a bathroom break of any sort. When the wine is dispensed out of this Arvana product, it's quite, would you say, and would you say it's almost bubbly to the point where it almost looks foamy for a bit?
It is a lot more than any other of the aerators that we've tried. Mm-hmm. With a lot of the other aerators, it mainly tends to mix it beforehand. You don't get the same amount of air bubbles in the wine as you do with this. Mm-hmm.
It's a very steady, it's a steady but gentle stream.
Yes.
That comes from that gets dispensed. And I found, and Go also found, or Guy also found, that it's really smoothed out and refined the wine, where the show, I'm talking about the wine now, the wine called the show that we used the Arvana on. We tried it without the Arvana first, and it was, let's say, I wouldn't say rough around the edges, but it was certainly raw.
Well, yeah, harsher.
Yeah.
It had a harsher edge to it.
Yeah, and it was kind of punchy, but as soon as we put it through the Arvana, there was, at least I found that it was quite a bit more refined and definitely smoothed out all the rough edges and really smoothed it out.
Yeah, there was only one person who preferred the non-aerated wine.
Yeah, so 3 out of 4 preferred it with the Arvana, and 1 out of only 1/4 enjoyed it just the way it was.
Yeah, as with anything, it's what you enjoy, mm-hmm. and what you feel and what you taste. Mm-hmm. There's various forms of decanting, including aerators like this, and the traditional decanting, which would be basically putting it in a decanter, let it sit for a while, mm-hmm. swirling it once in a while, and letting it breathe and interact with the oxygen and air. And some people like that. Some people like the wine strong and early and young.
Yeah. This, I think, would be a really great device if you had... if you didn't have a traditional decanter, if you just didn't want to spend the time to do it, or if you had some company coming over, short notice, or whatever the case may be, and you wanted to aerate your wine really quickly, I think this would be a fantastic product.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's neat.
We've tried several aerators, including the Nuance. And the
what's it called?
Vacuvin.
Vacuvin?
Not Vacuvin. We've tried several of them, and they all work differently. We should try some against each other to see how one compares to the other in the actual aeration, if it makes a difference in taste.
Because this is the only electronic one we've ever tried, right?
The only electronic one. All the others are either... centrifugal, or based on suction.
Yeah, we were trying to think of the name. It's Venturi.
Yeah, Venturi.
Not the Vacuvin. The Vacuvin was the preserver.
The sealing device. Yeah.
And so we had some really nice meats and cheeses with this wine here at the show.
Yeah, the cab went very well with a blue cheese and...
No, it was a Havarti dill.
Havarti dill cheese and we had...
Ham garlic sausage. Really good combination.
Kubasa, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good combination. So...
Very good pairing.
Mm-hmm. So, it's been a really great evening so far. 2 bottles of wine, some... pipe tobacco, beautiful cigar, got to try out the Arvana, and so far it's a pretty cool product, we must say. So stay tuned for the video clips and a little bit of a write-up, and we're also going to give it a little bit more of a workout and test the Arvana out a little bit more in the coming days and weeks. So stay tuned for a little bit more information. Until then, enjoy your wine and cigars, pipes, whatever else you might be indulging in, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
See you next time.